Well, folks, he's back. Bo Pony is back on ninoscorner.tv. Actually, this is for YouTube. Bo, don't get mad. I had to purge some of the videos. Not just yours. I purge everybody's. I do it every couple months. So if you don't see a Bo Pony video up there, that's on Rumble, Nino's Corner on Rumble. Folks, God, enough of this. My turn. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Christmas in November. A November to remember. But first, folks, get your noble gold. Right now, the Middle East war, Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon. Things are very, very, very unpredictable, and we don't know where this is going. We're in uncharted waters. You need a new playbook that's safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid a frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments IRA, folks. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now. Noblegoldinvestments.com now is down in the link below and get started. All right, Bo, enough is enough. It's my turn. That's what you said you wanted to name this. Explain.
Well, first off, I want to thank you again for having me on. You have a special anointing. God is using you to, you know, to really do some incredible work. And I think we're all seeing that more and more each day. Number two is I just want to give the glory to this entire show, because everything I'm going to put out today is some really new information as well. And all glory of this podcast goes to God, because God does nothing before for speaking through his servants. And so my point is, I want the world to know how awesome our God is, and the key word is fear not. You know, evil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and God, Jesus Christ, comes to give us life, life more abundantly. Okay, so that's a great place to start. And next place to start is Nino's Corner. Come on, Nino, bring it on. Come on. gotta bring up the energy here.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, come on.
I could come in at you. I did a little... I'm from the Apocalypse, folks. Oh yeah. Oh. There you go.
All right.
Now we're there.
Now we're there. We called out to Jesus, gave all glory to God, and Nino just fired up the stage.
Okay, I forgot to tell people you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby, but oh well.
All right. So we're going to go through, scriptures and biblical prophecy, and I'm going to try to put a bunch of pieces together for people to understand the importance of the season we're in. Just to go back in time, a couple, you know, major bullet points, which I'm sure you want to, which I would, you know, appreciate if you verify. But basically, we said the summer solstice, when the text came out linking Hunter to his dad, that was the turning point. And now we're racing into the winter solstice. We talked about that as well. And the winter solstice is 180 degrees opposite of summer. And so now you'll see this podcast, what we're going to talk about. All the slides are geared towards as we head into.
Well, you know, also they said Hunter is now the hunted, right? So so now House Republicans subpoena Hunter, James Biden in impeachment inquiry. So that's happening now. But, you know, like I've said many times on my shows, we're basically lobbying them a softball to knock out of the park so they can replace Biden. So,
well, and I agree with you. This is the thing, right? Unless what I'm going to speak about today is the glory of God manifesting on earth with what? Signs, miracles, and wonders. Okay. If the glory of God does not manifest on the earth, this would be no different than what happened at the Red Sea. Okay. If God did not show up, there would be no nation of Israel today. If God does not show up, these people will not stop. Evil. Satan is the prince of the world. He will not back down. And demons have one agenda. That's it. Steal, destroy. There is. They work for Satan. They will not stop. So as much as, you know, what you referenced with Hunter, what's happening right now, it's like a dam, right? They just keep sticking their fingers in the dam, and they have a lot of fingers they can stick in this dam, and they will not let that dam break, because the dam break ink, the dam breaking would be their exposure, you know, all the truths come out. Okay. And so the dam breaking will be equivalent to the glory of God manifesting on earth. When God shows up, you can't stop what happens. This is the glory coming on upon the earth, which is going to break and just shatter that dam. And you're going to have, like we talked about, the great awakening.
Okay. But But see, I get hesitant when people start predicting dates. I have no doubt this is going to come. Okay. I have no doubt that this is going to happen. I'm just saying, are you kind of going out on a limb here saying it's going to happen in November? I mean, I've heard from other people, this is going to last throughout 2024 into 2025 is a cleanup time, but there's been so many things thrown at me and my audience. I just want to be true to them and honest with my audience. I hate throwing dates out there, even though you've nailed a few.
Yeah. No, and so we're going to talk about all this as well, too. So, if, you know, for those listening to this podcast, when we're done, you might want to listen a second time because we're going to go with some crazy details and we're going to move relatively quickly. But the point of answer your question is there coming a date. And see, when God intervenes, there's one day. It's like within 24 to 48 hours, it's that what happens is so mind blowing. You can't deny that God did it. OK, that's what I'm talking about. So there is a day coming. But to answer your question, no one knows that day. That's the point. Okay. That day is a secret because when Moses got to the Red Sea, he didn't know what was going to happen next. Nobody knew. So there's a kill shot that's coming that's been structured by God for generations. Okay. And he will not reveal the kill shot on the system that's happening right now. Why? Because if he revealed it, there's a possibility that evil might grab hold and not let it happen. Okay. So what I'm showing you is not a day right now, but I'm going to talk about a few dates that are important. Okay. We'll see what happens on those dates. Just like, you know, just like the date, the 26th, right? And of October, just like the date of the 6th of October, key things happened, but we hadn't seen the glory of God manifest yet. Okay. But what I'm saying is as we head into the winter solstice, okay, there's going to be a moment in time between the summer solstice and the winter solstice where something awesome happens.
When is the winter solstice? What day is it?
December 21.
So you're telling me that something has to happen before then, or
yes, something of biblical proportions really? Happens. Okay, and so back but
to could what it be, you could it be bad, or you're saying this is going to be good? Red Sea,
both. Okay. So this goes yesterday. You did a podcast yesterday and say, I don't know if Bo's going to be right about Christmas in November. And then you're saying,
I got to play devil's advocate, Bo.
No, and I respect you for that, right? And because I want to be. So what were you saying yesterday? Okay. You said specifically, correct me if I'm wrong, but what you said yesterday was November, your take on is going to be a November to remember. And on my take on our last title of the video, which had really, you know, a lot of people watched it, the title was Christmas in November. Now, I want to expand upon that because when the glory of God manifests on earth, and that's what you said, right? That's what you said?
I said November to remember because I thought it sounded cool, if you want the truth. But I also know that things are escalating to the point of no return. So everything now is not going to go back to where it was before October. It's just going to keep escalating. That I do know.
Yeah. And exactly. So I want to give you, when God intervenes, like you said, is it one or the other? The answer is both. Okay. So when God intervened at the Red Sea, it was judgment on Pharaoh, deliverance on Israel.
Got you. Okay.
Okay, so when God sets up the chessboard so precisely that when he strikes, it's both. So what's supposed to happen is we're supposed to have something of biblical magnitude potentially start this month. And I'll talk to you about when this could start to happen, okay? And so the evil ones start to fall sizably, like huge, and when God does this, what's the one thing I've said on every single podcast?
When you say evil ones start to fall, are you, and I can't say the word, but are you talking about this? You know what that means?
No, but no.
Click, you know, handcuffs.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I see what you're going. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You were so what is he doing?
Yeah, so that will be like an exposure, right? So exposure of what they've been hiding, right? That's what you're saying, the exposure of what they've been hiding.
No, okay. But then they start to clink and they get thrown in the hooscow.
Yes, because there's that, we'll talk about prophecy to try to pull this all together, but yes, you're right, okay? So something happens that comes out like a truth that you can't hide anymore. Something big happens, and I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be, the word I could use would be shaking. Let's just leave it the word shaking. A massive, massive shaking is about to happen. And when the shaking happens, what I've always said, and you know, what did you start this podcast off with? Buy what? Precious metals gold and silver. Why? Because it's Haggai 2 verse 8, the silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord. Okay, so you did say that. Why? Because when God intervenes, when the shaking happens, what's the one thing that's going to happen that's going to bring us Christmas in November? Gold and silver began their biblical move to the
people need to have it. People need, okay, so wait, you're saying that the people that have it now are going to be the ones that have Christmas in November, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And cryptocurrencies, anything opposite the U.S. dollar. Okay, so the U.S. dollar is going to get attacked potentially this month, but before year end, we're going to have an attack on the U.S. dollar. Okay, right. The attack on the U.S. dollar, and I'll talk about some dates. So people want to, you want to get the some. There's want to watch this podcast because this is like some crazy stuff we're going to talk about. But when the dollar's attacked, or I don't know if they, I'm just telling you what my charts are screaming right now is a price explosion in cryptocurrencies, gold and silver starting.
What cryptocurrencies?
Because they are honest ledger. So if I
said which ones?
Well, that's a secret, meaning that not a secret. It's just one of the things, like Bitcoin is grandpa. Okay. So there's like 5, 6, 7,000 cryptocurrencies out there, okay, of which 95% are gonna go to zero because you don't need 5,000 cryptocurrencies. Okay. Right. So yeah, cryptocurrencies are a huge gamble if you don't know what you're doing. Okay. So that's why it's always safer to be gold and silver. I know what I'm doing, cryptocurrencies, so I'm fully comfortable with what's going on. I write a private report for people who want to know the details of which ones I hold. And you know, so again, I don't recommend cryptocurrencies for anybody if you don't know what you're doing. Okay. You just don't want to touch it because it's simpler to hold gold and silver. But there's a lot of people out there that, you know, but on the other end of it, this is the other side of crypto. Because when the Federal Reserve System, okay, so the Federal Reserve is not federal, not a reserve. They're the middleman between me and you. So if I want to wire you or write you a check, okay, so if I want to send you money, it has to go through the Federal Reserve. They're the middleman.
Right, right.
Now, the reason cryptocurrencies are hated by the middleman.
They're okay? The new middleman. Or no, they're not. They
no,
take
there
out
is
the
no middleman. There is no middleman. See, that's why. So I can click a button and if something appears on your phone or your computer within a fraction of a second,
which is a
transactional instrument, which you can then click. And the way we transact, that's a question in a second, but the way we transact, once the Federal Reserve goes down, the stores, all around the world will be accepting it as payment.
Right, right. So someone told me the other day, the minute that like Coinbase or like Uphold or any of these apps start allowing a bill pay on there, it's done for the banks. Does that make sense?
Well, it's done for the banks, but it's more so because God shows up. You see, if God doesn't show up, you can tell me all these things about these different color hats people are wearing and everything else as well. But the thing is, if all these entities were in existence at the Red Sea, okay, none of it would have happened, because if God didn't show up, nothing that any hat or any letter was saying would have manifested, right? So people can have plans but a lot of what's been done in the back scenes is necessary, because when the dam breaks, all the things that, you know, that have been hidden are going to be exposed, but God's going to get the glory. You see, that's the point of this. God's going to get the glory, because when God shows up with signs, miracles, and wonders, you won't be able to deny that God did this. And so back to the financial system, right? And so the financial system, the reserve's going to go down. So the banks are going to collapse, okay? People are going to lose, millionaires and billionaires are going to lose all of their money.
Jeez.
Why? Why? Because God, see, but you're thinking, oh, that's horrible, right? But on the other end, it's fake. This is the point. The money system is a complete and utter fraud. I keep repeating this because it's money made out of thin air. I want to iterate this for you just so you understand. Nino, if I said, Nino, can you please count to a million for me? Nino would count to a million. Without sleep, it would take you 12 days. Okay, without sleep.
Okay. 12 days.
Now, if I said Nino, and so we're at a quadrillion now. So 1,000 million is a billion, 1,000 billion is a trillion, and 1,000 trillion is a quadrillion. Okay. So now, Nino, can you please count to a trillion for me? Nino, it would take you 32,000 years
to count to a trillion.
Count to a trillion. Now we're in the quadrillions, which is 1,000 trillion. So Nino, can you please count to a quadrillion for me? It would take you 31 million years. Jeez. To count to a, so the point
how much
is,
in debt they, is America like?
So it doesn't matter how much we're getting anymore. It goes back to what we're talking about, you know, the writing on the wall. Many, many tech offshore. I see them. You've been waiting the balances. You've been found wanting. Your kingdom has come to an end. And that's where we're at. They've created money. So in a woe to those who lose all the money in the banks, but you're holding on to that money too tightly, because what does Nino tell you? Buy gold and silver. Nino says that, and when he starts off, why? Because when you hold precious metals, what ends up happening when the financial systems flip, like Jesus walked into the temple, flipped the table on the money changers, then God's money becomes money. So what ends up happening is the way we transact will change forever, period. Okay. So at distance, I'm going to click a button. I'll send you whatever fraction of a Bitcoin or any other coin, and I will pay you. And then you're going to use that to go buy whatever groceries, whatever else you want, because the way we transact is going to be, it will be digital via your phone. That's coming. Okay. Because why? As much as the banks don't want it, they're going to be unimportant. Why? Because they get a mortal wound. A mortal wound's the bank. Why? Because a mortal wound inflicted by God is coming upon the banking system. Jeez. And then gold and silver are what? They're God's money. And so they'll be stores of wealth. So those that have precious metals are going to be enormously blessed to be a blessing. See, so there'll be those that don't prepare with precious metals, so they don't have, you know, finances. Like I'm going to say, there's many listening to this podcast that literally do not have the means to buy gold or silver. And that's not a problem. Why? Because as long as you love God, Jesus Christ, the blessings come in so large, because the wealth transfer is so big, that because it's so big, the ones that prepared and love Jesus are going to be a blessing to all those who love Jesus. And so there's going to be this massive, massive blessings coming upon the world, because God will not be mocked. And so we're coming into some critical dates very soon here. So, because again, what did I say? From the summer solstice to the winter solstice, 180 degrees, something's got to blow. Something's got to go. And so that's kind of what I wanted to start with. And before I even start further, I'm going to read you one prophecy, and then we're going to get to the really good, then we're going to get to the whole, podcast here, there was slide deck that I want to cover. So let me read this to you. This day, I have brought this nation into a whole brand new place in the kingdom. Do you understand that you have come through August, September, and October? And now I'm going to take you into 4 years of harvest that the nation has never seen or experienced. What does that mean? Shift.
Change. I'm just, but what about the people watching this that don't remember? But still, the people that are watching this that can't afford to buy gold or silver. And I mean, what's going to happen? You said as long as they love
Jesus. Okay, so let's talk. And I love what you're saying, because again, this is how God has made a way. See, he's the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. You're never going to look at that song ever again at the end of this presentation, because how awesome our God is. Okay. And so the point is, how many people are you referencing, and why are they there? Because they have, most of them have credit card debts and mortgages, right? Gone.
But also your money in the bank is gone.
The joy is going to be so awesome. It'll be joy unspeakable. That's what's coming. You see, because what's enslaved humanity is what's going to free you. Because why? So let's get into the gist of the presentation here. So I can really, it's because sharing screen kind of just adds value to what I'm talking about. So let's get through this here. So we're living in biblical times, not political times. Okay, we've talked about this before. And those that want this PDF slide deck, please pause this, scan this QR code, and you will be able to get this entire 70-page slide deck for free. Why? Because God's allowed me the time to put it together, to have people have an understanding. Because what does it say in Matthew 16:3? It says, God admonishes us to discern the signs of the times in which we live. And that's what I'm doing. I'm giving people an understanding of the times. And First Chronicles says, you know, there's a thing called the Issachar anointing, men who understand the times. And so I'm showing people to given an understanding of the time. So here's the, here, let's go. So this is it. So 400 years ago, 1620, the Mayflower landed. Israel was in bondage for 400 years. Yeah, it's okay. So I won't. So what I want to say is, so the bottom line is, what you've got is a 400-year cycle for Israel, a 400-year cycle for the United States. Why? Very simple. Brother-sister relationship, okay? So United States or a brother-sister relationship. What God revealed to me a long time ago is things that have happened of old, meaning the time of Jews, are going to manifest the time windows of the time of the Gentiles. And so that's why it's the 400 years. This is actually 8 cycles of 50 is 400. What a coincidence. Why? Because what's a 50-year cycle? It says, thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all of its inhabitants. What was the key word there? Land. Okay. So God is going to restore the land that's stolen. So we're going to see a restoration of the land. Now, why is this important? We're going to get in more details. Now, we are in the seals. First seals open. That was what happened in 2020 when the whole world changed. I don't want to say the word to keep it on your show. Okay. So that was the first seal. The second seal was violence erupts and peace was taken from the. Now, at that time, the latter rain was birthed, and that was the opening of the second seal. This is important. Please make a marker on that. I'll tell you when. And the reason being is now we're heading into the third seal of Revelation. Okay, so the third seal is the black horse. Black represents death. That's all I'll say about that. And then the rider here has got scales in his hands. So when this manifests, we're going to get again judgment and deliverance. The judgment is what's going to come to them. The deliverance is the start of the great wealth transfer and the crash of the banks to free us from bondage.
Jeez.
So it's a double-edged sword because that's how God set this up. When a seal manifests, this is important. The first seal, every one of these, so the first one here, and the second one, a piece taken from the earth. And this third, these are worldwide phenomena. So whenever a seal manifests, it's a global event. So this, what's coming is a global event. The judgment and the great wealth transfer is a global event. Now you talked about November, right? Well, what does it say about November? It was a prophecy. They will bring this nation to its knees. So I expect something to potentially go down November into December, but something's going to go down because it's the then part. And then you shall hear the sound of great victory. So we're heading into the winter solstice. There is a January, there's 12 months, 11 months, 10, we're ticking. Now there's only what? Into the winter solstice, maybe 7-8 weeks left. Okay. So there's not much time left. And what does Isaiah 59 say? When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. So it doesn't matter what their plans are because God's in charge. So now, why is this important? Because we're talking the great wealth transfer. Remember, third horseman is a great wealth transfer. It's a financial scales. It's judgment and deliverance at the same time. Why would it happen now? Well, because of what happened. This was the whole key to the whole equation. It manifest, it became law. So the United States was a nation founded under God. And then in 73, in January 73, what happened? Roe v. Wade became law. And guess what happened?
We turned our back on God.
We turned away from God and everything went to hell. Everything went to hell. And what went to hell? Well, let's go through that. Right? Because basically the United States, when you read Jeremiah 51 verse 7, it says Babylon was a gold cup in the Lord's hands. She made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank her wine and they all went mad. So why is the United States Babylon? Very simply, because we were a nation founded under God, right? And we had a covenant with God. We had a covenant nation when all men are created equal. We took the Bible, the four corners of the world, of the earth. We carried financial aid, military protection all across the globe. But then we took, as of 73, we decided to create money out of thin air. We took the money all across the globe and the world became drunk with the money. And there you go. And then you got 73, Klaus Schwab comes out with his World Economic Forum in 71, 73. What happened? They created the Davos Manifesto. The Davos Manifesto is what? Their explanation of what their plans were for the next 50 years. They literally explained what they want to be doing. And so we're watching it all happen right now. And how they did it all was with the money. Okay. So Nixon took us off the gold standard. Look what has the yellow spike here. Look what happened. The money went straight vertical, crazy. And so because of God allowed evil to grab control of the United States. Does that make sense? So all of this we're witnessing right now. And so now it's an awesome time. So we did talk in our last podcast, right, about October and what happened. You know, the red basically meaning blood. And so who are these people? Your enemies, are making a roar. They hate you, right? This is in Psalm 83. They lay crafty plans against you. They say, come, let us wipe out them as a nation. Let the names of my covenant nations, Israel, which is now also the United States because brother, sister, be remembered no more. This is what their plan is. They want to wipe us off the face of the earth, okay? But then they got a huge problem. Romans 8, 13. You see, when we overturned Roe v. Wade last year, God is with us. I'm going to repeat that. God is with us. And if God is with us, who can stand? Who can be against us? And so now what we're about to witness, because this happened in the 49th year, so now we're in year 50. So this is what's coming down the pipeline here. The world is asleep, and a great shaking is coming to wake up the people to one truth. Remember, the people listening to this podcast, there's a lot of people on your show that are awake, but if you look at it as a global populace, you know, come on, 90%, 90 plus, 95% of people are asleep in this world.
Oh, yeah, vastly
Jesus.
Asleep.
Those who know Jesus, they're on the fence, okay? There's so people that are diehard Jesus lovers. They're all, most that even say they love them are sitting on the fence in the churches and all this stuff, okay? So God's, there's a great shaking coming, which is going to create what? Signs, miracles, and wonders. And God's going to reveal himself. So in the days, weeks, and years ahead, stand on one truth. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of the world. He is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. He is returning for a victorious bride and a royal wedding. So fear not. It is written. And out of a great shaking comes a great revival, okay, including a great wealth transfer. And a time of, and this wealth transfer is a time to prepare for a coming tribulation, because you cannot stop what God wrote in tribulation. Okay. So we're coming into some awesome times, but you can't stop what's coming longer term. People, and this is the important to read here. People of the world desire the things of the world. That's about to be destroyed by God as he brings heaven to earth. You see, when you read the Lord's Prayer, what does it say? Thy kingdom come. So he's bringing heaven to earth. So don't hold on. There's nothing to hold on to in this earth except Jesus. Because in the times ahead, you're going to need to know him. I will talk about that in a few minutes. So 73, we got 50 years right now. So this takes us to specifically 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles will confirm what God's about to do right now. Why? Because it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, check, pray, check, seek my face, check, and turn from their wicked ways, check. Wicked ways was killing God. We've turned from our wicked ways. What? This is God's part. Then we will hear from heaven. He will forgive our sins and what? Heal our land. This is coming. This is going to bring the great revival. When God manifests, Babylon falls in a single day. Babylon, Babylon, the great has fallen. This will be what's written in Revelation 13, 11 through 12, a mortal wound. The Babylonian system gets a mortal wound. This is no different than what happened at the Tower of Babel. Remember, right before they put the capstone on, we weren't there, but if you read the scriptures, God showed up. They were building the Tower of Babel, and Nimrod was building the tower. Right before they finished it, God showed up. Mm. And same thing right now. This is the new Babylon, okay? This is the prophecy of given to Daniel, Daniel 2 prophecy. No different than this Babel prophecy, okay? And so this is Babylon they're building right now. The difference the similarity is it's all the same, except we're missing the last part, which is the stone. The stone is when God shows up, destroys Babylon. He destroys Babylon and it knocks it down. Who's Babylon? Well, this time around, you know, it's not so easy to understand because it's not actual physical place, even though, you know, the UN is kind of a symbology of it. But this time, Babylon is a mystery. And that's why when you read Revelation 17:5, it's the mystery of Babylon. And this talks about, you know, the G, but basically these are all the Masons who basically work for a higher power, and their higher power is a lowercase g.
Right.
God. Okay. So that's the bottom line. So when God shows up, what happens? Like I said, the writing on the wall, they've been waiting in the balances and found wanting. Their kingdom has come to an end. So there's a very important time date coming up here. So I want to do the podcast with you because today is the 9th of November, and 2 days from now is a very 11th. Important date, the 11th. 11-11.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that.
So I don't know what's going to happen on 11-11, but I'm going to give you some important reasons why 11-11 is an important start point. 11-11 is expected to be an important.
What day is that exactly, 11-11?
11-11 is a Saturday.
Okay.
Which then leads us into the 12th, which is another important day.
So this has to go up.
Monday.
Wow. Okay, so you think maybe Monday following the 11th.
Next week's going to be awesome.
13th.
Like, 13th. Awesome, crazy. Yeah, something starts triggering next week. All I know is, you know, when something happens, when we see gold and silver blow vertical, okay, with cryptocurrencies, it's because God's showing up.
Event have to happen November 11th to trigger the 13th and 14th?
It could happen on the 10th, 11th, 12th. Into the 13th.
Gosh, man. I mean, Bo, I get nervous when you start predicting, man. Dates.
I don't care. I'm just telling you, regardless of what day it goes down, you know, I'm giving you 11-11 as a starting point, give or take 24, 72 hours. I don't care. But it's a starting point of a shift. You can use the word shift. Something's about the shift, because next week, my question is, as we head into Thanksgiving, which they've manipulated gold and silver for generations. Why is gold and silver blowing vertical? Okay. So something happened.
Do you expect gold and silver to just shoot through the sky after November 11th?
Yeah. Blow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. All right.
Now I'm not giving it. I'm just saying before, and that will take us right. And that'll be, to be safe, I'll say that'll happen before December 21, but most likely in my heart, it's before Thanksgiving.
Jeez.
Man, so they've manipulated.
And what are we looking at here? Like when you say blow.
So but I want to say this too, because they've manipulated gold and silver for generations, Dino. Why? Because if the dollar has value, silver and gold cannot. Get it? So right. They create paper contracts, because if gold and silver are worth anything, then the dollar is not. So they have to keep the price of precious metals low.
Golly. So how high do you expect it to go?
Oh no, this just starts. I'm using the word start. This just starts the bull market, which is going to go for years. Gold and silver are going to go crazy in the years ahead. And we'll talk about it. So let's keep going here.
So you're saying it's starting after November 11th. But what kind of vertical jump do you think it's going to take? If you had to guess,
When God intervenes as multiplication, damages are sevenfold. So that would potentially mean we could see a 3.5 minimum by Christmas, which would be, you know, awesome moves. But potentially sevenfold would be $150 silver into the Christmas season. So that will be damages. So that's just like a guess, if you want. I hate guessing prices, but if I use the word damages in the Bible are sevenfold. So $20 silver times seven is about $150 to $170 silver by Christmas. And that's only damages. That's only damages. Then come blessings and vindication. Holy mackerel, is next year going to be crazy awesome.
Wow. Okay.
So the viewers listening, you have limited time. I'm just telling you, do what you want. I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm telling you what's in the scriptures. Nino and I are not giving anybody financial advice. I'm telling you what's in the scriptures, and I'm telling you the financial system is controlled by
so state, let's say you do have gold and silver. What are you going to do with it? You walk around.
It becomes, becomes a new money. Becomes a new money.
So you're going to be able to go into a store and say, hey, returns, I got a silver. Hold on, Bo. You're going to be able to go into a store and say, hey, I got a silver coin here. Is that the system going to be right there? It's going to be gold, and you're going to be trading out. Bartering with gold and silver?
You won't be bartering. Silver and gold are going to have a value, and the department stores will be accepting it as payment, because the way we transact will change forever. Yeah.
So you think,
and then secondly, when 45 comes back, he's going to restore a treasury note, something backed out of the treasury, and then later on, when the system gets fixed, then we're going to have a secondary money system which will be backed by gold. He's going to undo what
this is. This is what Juan says too. He says you're going to be buying stuff with gold and silver. Sorry, not bartering.
Yeah, so those that are holding precious metals right now, you don't know it, but you're in the new money system. You just don't know it yet. So the new money system will be gold and silver, and it's going to be a store of wealth. It's going to be like price will be crazy, and so you'll be able to buy. And you know that's why we're going to be blessed. You understand? See, God's Christ coming back not for a bride that's beat up. Are you kidding me? He's coming back for a victorious bride who's got everything that she's needed. So God's going to bless his bride. That takes me to the stock market cycle. So I don't have a lot of time, but basically I've done prior podcasts on this, but there's a 4-2-1 cycle, which God literally showed me this in a dream. I got this card and, you know, this ticket and literally a coat check ticket. And since I got it in 2019, it's predicted the crash of 2018. Crash of 2020. It predicted the crash of 21. It predicted the crash of 2022. And it's screaming that there's a crash coming in December of 2023. So this is going to be a historic financial collapse. How bad it is, I don't know. And this cycle is then going to repeat again. We're going to have a bigger crash possibly even next year. But there's a big crash coming here in the month of December, which could potentially be, I believe, part of the black horse. And I do know that the financial system, so to answer your question, these banks here, there's another scripture, Ecclesiastes 2:26. And some of the people actually say I talk really quick. Well, I have to because we're limited time, but you can slow these videos down. So there's an Ecclesiastes 2:26, and it says, to the person who pleases God, he gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. This is what we're doing, okay? But to the sinners, he gives a task of gathering and storing up. So these banks have been gathering and storing up precious metals. And what are they going to do with them? They're going to hand them over to God's people, to those who please God. So the complete these banks are going to blow up because they're a part of the Federal Reserve System. The real estate market is going to do a massive plunge into next year, 50 to 90% easy. Okay. We're waiting. Like you said, you don't want to call days. Well, the reason is because there's two things in Isaiah 61, the year of the Lord's favor and day of vengeance. So the year of the Lord's favor is 2023. You'll see why in a second. And the day of vengeance is a secret, but I'm telling you, it's really soon. It's coming very, very shortly. We want to look also at September Rosh Hashanah 2017. When you add 6 years to that, Nino, we're to plow the fields for 6 years and rest on the seventh.
23.
So if you add 6 years, it's 2023. Okay. Yeah. Interestingly enough, that was the same year we had that big cross of the eclipse come across the United States.
Right.
Okay. Guess what year that was? It was exactly in what? 2017.
Right, we just had another one.
Well, I know, but if you add 6 years to that, that's 2023. So I expect potentially before Christmas, the great shaking, we could potentially say, remember, it came in at Portland. So you got Mount St. Helens, Mount Rainier over there. So don't be surprised if a massive earthquake hits way up here because that's
Oh, a massive earthquake just hit El Paso. Do you know that?
No.
5.8.
Okay, well, again, God is shaking.
I shook out of my bed. I thought I was about to call you.
Okay, well, that's in God shaking the earth. I don't have time to read all this, but if you download the podcast, you want to read the PDF deck, read page 33. But the bottom line is no one can stop what's coming. Nobody can stop what's coming. And so there's earthquakes coming because God's going to shake the world. Why? He needs to shake people awake. He's got to shake people awake. And the United States, because the money was created now out of thin air. And so next thing you know, when Babylon falls, when God shakes the world, what you get is Matthew 24. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you're not alarmed, for the end is not, but see to it that you're not alarmed. So don't be afraid of what's coming. Such things must happen. These are the beginnings of birth pains. And so critical dates here. So Yom Kippur War, you know, that basically, you know, God showed me how to reveal to me that we're going to have potentially a war breakout on October 6th, 7th, and it happened exactly. So we know that happened.
What happened on October 26th exactly?
These are critical dates. So right. On the 26th, you actually asked me last podcast, you didn't know about 26th? Yeah. I don't know why you asked me that. But on the 26th, you can't make this up. And so God revealed to me, study the Yom Kippur War and watch what happens with the dates, right? And so the next date is November 11th, this Saturday.
Damn.
Next Saturday.
And then the next big date is May 31st.
May 31 next year. And I'll show you why in a second. So May 31 of next year. So the Tabernacle War. So now we're already in biblical prophecies, times and a half of time. We talked about that before. We've talked about, you know, the summer being the mediator and it's between spring and fall. So the fall can do its work in America. Now, this is important because remember I said the second seal of Revelation opened on Pentecost, May 30th, 2020. If you run a 1260 days, which is a Daniel 12 cycle, 3.5 years to the not almost, but to the exact day, it's this Saturday. So the calculation, the Daniel's calculation is indicating that what? Potentially the second seal of Revelation is about to manifest starting this Saturday onwards. And that's the reason precious metals are exploding into Thanksgiving with cryptocurrencies. Okay. Now, 30 days forward is December 11th. And then interestingly enough, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, that just happens to be December 21. Oh, the winter solstice to the exact day. What I find fascinating, when I was in Switzerland with my wife last year, God said to me, go take your camera. When you go to the top of Europe, bring your camera with you and make a video. And what did I say on that video? Let my people go. And why did I do that? Because when I got there, Nino, I found out that I was standing right here in the top right there at the head. I was standing in a top of Europe at a place called the Sphinx. Jeez. There's a Sphinx at the top of Europe. And when Moses walked into Egypt, guess what he walked past? A Sphinx into Egypt. And he said, let my people go.
What is that right there? That's in Switzerland. What was
this
that?
This is in Switzerland. So yeah, see this right here? Here's the paws. Like the Here's the paws, the head, the body. This is in Switzerland.
But and what is that building?
It's called a Sphinx. It's an observatory. It's a top of Europe. It's a Sphinx called a Sphinx.
Why are they investing so much? Why are these observatories so important? They're obviously expecting some kind of cataclysm, right?
Yeah, and why do they make it look like a Sphinx? And why is CERN in Switzerland? Why is World Economic Forum in Switzerland? Like, why, you know, why is the UN in Switzerland? Like, why all these things?
Yeah, right.
Because there's no coincidence. They're planning something. You can't stop what's coming.
Or are they expecting something? Are they expecting some kind of a...
They're probably looking for things to happen. They're going to later on, you know, we know they're going to be talking more and more about, you know, the alien thing, you know, so we know, oh, that's coming up, but there are no such thing aliens, they're all demons, right? And so, so that takes us into the winter solstice, which is the 21st. So as we head into the winter solstice, their days getting shorter and shorter, which means their time's getting shorter and shorter. So more truths are coming out. Those that know this cycle of time, I showed you before with Trump, from the day he got elected to the 1260-day mark, we saw oil go to negative $38 a barrel. Then 40 days later, second seal manifests. Like, you can't make this up. This is exactly 40 days later, the second seal of Revelation opens. And then that 1260 days takes us to precisely this coming weekend. But the Trump cycle, basically, from a financial perspective, look, the next day was November 2nd. Look what happened on November 2nd right here. Figure this out. November 2nd is right here. And on the 3rd, the U.S. dollar plunged. So the dollar basically collapsed when the cycle ended at 1260 to the exact day, not off by like a week. No, to the exact day, the U.S. dollar collapsed. And now it began this collapse cycle for years forward. So the U.S. dollar is finished. So again, this dollar cycle, if people want to know more about the dollar cycle, I have this, an extension of it here. This basically, I have this dollar cycle into all of next year. And the dollar's got a horrific cycle. And they got gold and silver cycle layered in with that. So again, those that are interested, very few people need this, you know, but those that are traders or really, really, you know, want to know more about the dollar and precious metals, gold and silver and cryptocurrencies, you can go to my website. And you can use the code Nino, N-I-N-O, and you'll get a 14-day trial at 50% off. And what I want to do for Nino is all the money that comes in on this, and I want to do this, you know, for you, Nino, but all the money that comes in, anybody who signs up because they want to, you know, subscription. And again, very few people need this, okay? So this is just for those who want all the details on how to, you know, profit financially from the market movements. You put in the code Nino, and you get a 14-day trial to all of my private updates. And Nino gets all the funds on this. So those who have never donated to Nino, but want to donate to Nino, this is a great way of doing it.
Wow, thanks, Bo.
You're getting something, and I get nothing, but Nino gets it all. And I just
that's a surprise to me. Seriously, I didn't expect that coming. Thanks, Bo.
My pleasure. No, I just, you know, for everything you do, I just think, you know, if people want more details, you know, they can have them, they can subscribe and get this. So kind of just wrapping up here a little bit, because I know we are kind of short on time. So the next day, so after the 11-11, we go into the 23rd of November. Why is that important? It's reaping season. Okay. So this Thanksgiving will be, and one of the greatest Thanksgivings we've ever seen. So there's your Christmas in November, I believe. On the other side of it, it'll be hell on earth for those who went against God, because for what they have sown, thus shall they reap. So be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man soweth, thus shall he reap. And then that takes me to the prophecy I read earlier. This day I have brought this nation into a whole brand new place in the kingdom. Do you understand that you have come through August, September, and October, and now I'm going to take you into 4 years of harvest. Again, Thanksgiving. 4 years of harvest that this nation has never seen or experienced. This will be a great there will be a great celebration around Christmas that will bring your enemies to the floor. Why? Because God has said, enough of this, enough of this, enough of this. So there is the title to our show, because God has said enough of this, and now it's his turn. So I find it fascinating that the day that I was on in Europe, on the top of Europe, my wife, it happened to be the day after 11/11, literally a year ago, proclaiming, let my people go. I find it fascinating that what happens, this prophecy was from Kim Clement right here, I'm reading to you. I find it fascinating that what happens specifically is Kim Clement died on Thanksgiving. This year just happened. Thanksgiving Day is always on Thursday, which means that every change is every year. And Kim Clement passed away specifically on the 23rd.
Yeah, right seven before Trump was sworn in.
Yeah, 7 years to the exact day. 7 years to the exact day this Thanksgiving. And what did he say about November? Hypnotic November. Hypnotic.
Wow. And you think it's this November?
It says the day after Thanksgiving is the 24th, right? So what is the day after Thanksgiving? What does Zechariah say? On the 24th day of the 11th month, my cities shall again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion. So I'm just telling you, the Kim Clement prophecy also says, they fall and fall. In the fall, you will know who my David is. I'm telling you, there's a Supreme Court ruling that states this right here. I'm not going to basically use the word, but this is a Supreme Court ruling. So how could he just walk into office? Well, there's a Supreme Court ruling right there that says he could. Not my words, Supreme Court ruling. This nation's founded under God, who went the wrong way. After 50 years, we haven't had a jubilee in centuries, Nino. Centuries, we haven't had a jubilee, a biblical jubilee. But because we're at the 400 year mark, something is about to go down as we race into the winter solstice.
So enough is enough.
11/11 is potentially a starting point as we go into the winter solstice. And the next year is a year of rest, because remember, you plow the fields for 6 years and you rest on the seventh. So next year is blessings and vindication. So you ask about precious metals. Well, God says in blessings, it's 30, 60, 100 fold. So you were asking me about prices? People, do your own math. 30 fold, 30 is minimum. First off, so I'm talking damages first. Then you got blessings, 30, 60, 100 fold. We know specifically that I talked about the Esther prophecy and what happened to Haman. Okay, so go study the story of Haman, what happened there. Okay, but the point is, you're not stopping Revelation. We also have this issue coming up in April of next year, which could lead to something, because April is a potential point where we have Passover, and this Passover is April 22nd through the 30th. So this could then lead us potentially into the end or their end, because go back to what we talked about earlier. What did we say in reference to the Yom Kippur War? What was the last date? The end of May.
May, what was it?
28th, I believe 28th. It was May 30th. So what I want to reference what was it? That, so let's pull it up here. So the Yom Kippur War was May 31, the last May 31st. Day. The last day. And so when you study what happened at the Red Sea after the Passover miracle, and this entity, spirit showed up and destroyed all of Egypt's firstborn in a single day, they went to the Red Sea. It took about 25 days before the sea opened and closed, which would take us to the last week of May. So yeah, there is some time windows for you to understand, which then lead us into 7 years, historic times in the world. But ultimately, bottom line, you ain't stopping Revelation. No one is. They're coming with their agenda here. Right. They're coming with their agenda. There's going to be a plague.
Well, we'll have more we'll have a lot more shows to do.
Right. But the point I want to make is the reason for the great wealth transfer, Neil, the reason for the great wealth transfer, and to close here, is to get people to understand you're not stopping Revelation. Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the light. No one goes to the Father, comes to the Father, but by him. When the fourth horseman's riding, you're going to want to know Jesus, because those that are covered in the blood of Jesus, the fourth horse will not touch. I repeat that. Those covered by the blood of Jesus, the fourth, the issue of it back in Europe, a third of Europe died. A third of Europe died. So we have a fourth horseman coming in the future, but those covered in the blood of Jesus will never be touched. And so that's the point I want to make here on this podcast. You know, as so we want to prepare. God's making a window of divine favor for his bride. I believe it starts here in November, which is going to be potentially starting this weekend into next week. And then we go into
Thanksgiving. So let's clarify this. Awesome. It's the start of this.
Thank you.
Okay.
So next week should be very, let's leave it. Next week should be very interesting.
Okay. Bo, thank you for coming on. My audience loves you. And thanks for giving me that promo code, man. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, you know, you work so hard, you know, and there's no reason why, you know, it's just, you know, I want to give something, you know, my cycle work is so, I'm telling you, my cycle, like, not mine, God shows it to me, okay? And so the point, that's why I do all these, why do I do these PDF slides for free? Because God's blessed me, okay? So I have the ability to do all of this time because God's given me time to do it all, okay? And so I do it all to the world for free. And so, you know, those that want the little details and, hey, you know, what coins are great? Or you know, or I really want to know about the dollar cycle. And most people don't need this stuff, but those that are traders and want to know this stuff and want to use it for financial gain, you go to my website, get it. You'll see this information. You get as crazy because it literally shows you the schedule of what's coming in the future.
Wow.
And all the proceeds will go to Nino, because I love you, Nino, and God loves you for everything you're doing.
Man, you're awesome, Bo. Thank you so much. Folks, get on it. Bo, I'll be putting this up soon, since it's November 11th, just a couple days. I'm going to try to put this up tonight.
God bless you, Nino. Thank you.
All right. All right, Bo. God bless you. Thank you so much.